Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. I don't know about you, but I have an interesting relationship with the word happiness, and maybe you do too. Happiness is often described as a good feeling that's based on what's happening, something that comes and goes. And while I do agree, I also think that there are moments of happiness worth holding on to. Even if these small moments come and go, they are still worth cherishing. And I wonder if the reason why it can be valuable for us to take in moments of happiness is because if we don't, we might end up being afraid to revel in those moments of happiness because we are always anticipating their end. Here's a kind of happiness that I have found to be helpful for me to learn how to make room for happiness in my life without worrying about when it'll go away. Happiness shared with others. When we are happy for our friends and our loved ones, that happiness is slow to fade. We are able to maintain it for longer than we are able to enjoy happiness in our own lives. And I think that the reason for this is because somewhere deep down, it's like we recognize that happiness is something that was meant to be shared. When we are celebrating joyful, happy moments with others, we are able to receive all of that goodness that they are putting out. And they are able to receive that goodness that we're putting out in return. In these moments, we recognize that happiness is something that we were not meant to keep to ourselves. When we learn to share these moments of happiness with our loved ones and the people that are special to us and that we encounter every single day, we are reminded that feelings of happiness exist all around, even if we are not always currently seeing how. They still exist in our memory, and we can still choose to remember how it felt to be there at that time. We can still practice gratitude for the moments of happiness we've experienced, even when they feel far away and fleeting. So the next time you find yourself caught up in the transitory nature of happiness, and you start to get anxious or sad that it's going to go away, try asking yourself these kinds of questions. What if that fleeting feeling of happiness was less about happiness leaving me, and more about putting that joy that I found in that moment in other places in my life? What if instead of worrying about a happy moment passing me by or just coming and going really fast, I could focus on passing a happy moment on to someone else? What if instead of associating happiness with something I'll just quickly lose, I imagine happiness as a gift that travels out into the world and finds someone who needs it? Think back on a time when someone gave you a generous gift or a compliment that made your day. Perhaps it made you smile from ear to ear or reminded you that there are kind people in the world. That feeling did not last forever, but it still mattered. It still brightened your day and made you feel good. Perhaps you told someone you love about that moment, and they got to share in your joy too. Though it may have been small, you received something that made you happy, and you still carry the light of that moment with you today. By reframing our perception of happiness, we are better able to release joy, love, and kindness into the world around us. By recognizing happiness as something that we don't just have to hold on to and keep in this perfect form all the time, we are able to let go and appreciate those moments when we are in them. Happiness and happy moments may not always feel like a perfect constant in our lives, but that doesn't mean that they are not valuable and worth cherishing. The next time you find yourself in a happy state, no matter how brief, no matter how short or childish or naive it may seem, reach out and figure out how you can share it with someone else, how you can pass on the opportunity, how you can invite someone else to dance in the light of that moment with you. Though happiness may come and go, it is always worth sharing with others around us. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can you share happiness today? Thanks for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.